common misconception in guitar electronics is that a higher value volume pot preserves treble. Like if you've got a guitar with a 250K volume pot and you swap it with a 1 meg pot, then supposedly it preserves more of the natural top end of your pickups or whatever. In real life, this is not what's happening at all. What's actually going on is more interesting. So I've got a 68 Telecaster here, and this guitar shipped from the factory with a 1 meg pot, which is just a weird CBS thing that happened for a while. And it is noticeably brighter than like your typical 250K Telecaster setup. But if we were to plot both on a graph, what we would find is they both roll off at the exact same frequency. In other words, there are no additional treble frequencies that are being preserved by the 1 meg pot. What's happening instead is that there's a little 5 to 6K boost in the response of these guitar electronics. And with the 1 meg pot, the bell curve of that boost becomes narrower and the amplitude becomes taller. So it just becomes like peakier or spikier. And that happens because this is a resonant system, and as we increase this resistance, the system becomes more and more underdamped. What does that mean? Well, a great analogy is your car's suspension, and it's such a great analogy that the exact same mathematical equations can be used to describe both. It's just that in your guitar, you've got inductance, capacitance, and resistance, and in your suspension, you've got mass, spring, and damping. So mass is just the weight of your car. Spring is like a coil spring or a leaf spring sometimes in older cars. And your damper is your shock absorber. Now, if you've ever seen a car with really clapped out shocks, you know what happens when it goes over a speed bump. It bounces, right? It actually resonates. And that rate of bounce is its resonant frequency. If your shocks are healthy, it rebounds once and stabilizes due to the damping. Now, our guitar electronics have a resonant frequency too, of about 5 or 6,000 hertz usually. And our damping is in the form of resistance. This pickup coil has an inherent resistance in it. Since this resistance is in parallel, as we increase this resistance, our damping goes down and the system wants to resonate more, like the car with clapped out shocks, you know? And we can illustrate the impact of this with this graphic I found on the internet. So here they took a Stratocaster pickup and they put different resistance values in parallel with it. Now, right off the bat, we can see that none of the values extend the frequency response out to the right. We don't get any extra treble. What we do get is a sharper, peakier response. This top red trace here is 10 meg, the orange one is 1 meg, the green one is like 220K, which is close enough to 250K. So that's what happens when you increase the pot value in your guitar. You get a sharper resonant peak. Nothing else.